Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The pending sale of Hopkinton-based EMC, the state's largest tech company, is renewing doubts of the prowess of the state's tech sector. Texas-based computer maker Dell wants to buy the data storage company for $67 billion in what would be the largest tech company deal in history. WBUR's Kurt Nickisch reports the deal is leading to questions about Massachusetts' ability to keep the technology companies created here.
Next week is probably the most popular tech conference in Boston. It's held once a year, and it's called the UnConference.
So now I'm going to invite those of you who wish to host sessions.
The UnConference is unorthodox because only on the day of the conference do attendees come up with the sessions they want to hold and go to.
On Tech is for Girls, how do we get more women into technology and business to start companies, run companies, and grow them for success?
Don't be surprised if at the UnConference next week, someone will hold a session with a name like The Loss of EMC. How can Boston build and keep world-class technology companies?
It's always a bit concerning when you hear about an acquisition like this.
That's Tom Hopcroft, the head of the Massachusetts Technology Leadership Council, which is putting on next week's conference.
There's some value in having companies that are at scale like EMC in our ecosystem. We are a little bottom-heavy.
By bottom-heavy, Hopcroft means that Boston has plenty of startups and small tech companies and a good number of scale-ups. Those are startups that are growing quickly into big businesses, but there are few tech giants. EMC was by far the biggest in IT here. Now its headquarters are leaving for Texas. EMC executive David Golden is downplaying the acquisition's impact locally.
It means as we grow, there'll be more jobs in total in Massachusetts. Growth creates jobs. We plan to grow this business, and we plan to have more employees than we have today over time.
Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker says Dell executives have reassured him that EMC's business will stay in the Bay State.
The fact that they decided to locate their storage and server business here in Hopkinton is a great thing and a good sign, and obviously supports the strength we've always had in this.
Even so, losing EMC corporate control to Texas could change the company's influence locally and reinforce a perception that Boston is too small to support a technology giant. It's a perception that led Mark Zuckerberg to take the business he started in a Harvard dorm room, Facebook, and turn it into an internet giant out in the Bay Area.
You get this feeling when you're out here that you kind of have to be in Silicon Valley. But honestly, if I were starting now, I just would have stayed in Boston, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
To some people, Dell buying EMC is reminiscent of Compaq buying Digital Equipment Corporation and Maynard back in 1998. Glenn O'Donnell is a former EMC employee who did business with Digital.
Boston area was once considered one of the technology centers of the world with the 128 corridor and all the technology companies that were there. It's a far different scenario now.
Today, O'Donnell's an analyst at Forrester Research. He says even though the tech economy is undoubtedly booming in Boston, the longer-term question is, how can Massachusetts keep for good as much of that boom as possible?
It's bigger than just one company leaving. Policymakers have to examine this and ask, why would businesses be moving away from a place like Boston?
In EMC's case, there are 67 billion reasons, and it's hard to argue with that. But you can't blame Boston techies for wondering what they have to do to build a company so big and powerful that it can do what Dell is doing, pay $67 billion to take over a prominent company in another part of the country. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch.